but I think she came around. I mean, I was just...
I like the cop using BS. That's good.
Now,
wow.
She claimed she tried to notify you before you wanted to... Was she muffled by the burqa? How did she not notify you?
Okay. I don't know. She had like a raspy voice. I don't know if I just, you know...
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's Baruch's mom from 24.
And then the yelling probably could only get up to this level.
Come back. Come back, you sideswiped.
All I know is that that's the greatest Sunday I've had in a while. I'm just sitting on my ass, phone rings, and she goes, "You are not going to believe what's happening at Costco. There are police."
And you know what? You said one little thing wrong. You said I came back with the cart with the groceries. I didn't. I left Grandma standing in the hot sun at the front while I was dealing with the SWAT team at my car. It was so bad.
Details. It's just so great one weekend to have something stupid and awful and bad happen to you and not to me. And I don't care what the score is. If it's 1 million me and one for you.
Come back, suburban woman.
And then how about last night? Because then I said to her, you know, half kiddingly, I said, because of your accident, I think I should drive down to this thing last night.
You're so haughty with me. And, you know, and there's going to be payback on your next mistake. If I were you, I'd walk very carefully.
No, Mr. Perfect, that's who I am. I'm going to be perfect.
I like, yeah. You don't hear the term haughty used, you know, unless you're back in Tombstone at the OK Corral.
She was so upset at herself and feeling so bad. I said, you know what I think? I think that you don't deserve the right to drive tonight. We've had a couple of bad experiences today. I'll do the driving. So, of course, we're getting ready to leave. She gave me the big hang dog, like, oh, can I drive? And I said, okay, you can drive. And we were pulling into this lot in Northwest D.C. I swear to God, she came within 1 inch. All I heard on this one side of the car was... Because it was one of those garages that's got the twirly, like, Cinnabon, you know, it's like a spiral staircase.
You go down underground, right?
Yeah, spiral in this
ramp.
Case, we were going up a ramp. And I just heard the... And she stopped the car, and that always a smart thing. When you're in a parking garage, you're going up to the... Just stop the car on a ramp. She stopped, and I said, what are you doing? She said, just don't say anything to me. Just don't say anything.
Well, it sounds to me like it was getting back on the horse. You know, if you were in a parking garage where it was really tight space, you know.
I was very shaken up, and I think that this is like turning 50. I'm worried that this is indicative of the future.
Yes, it is. It's the beginning of the loss. It's the beginning of the
reflexes get a little slower.
All of your senses now are starting to diminish.
That's what I'm afraid of, and I have been feeling so smug because you had called me a genius early in the day because that button on your car that you never programmed to open the garage door that I, applied my giant brain to, and I programmed that so you didn't have to carry around the garage door opener, and you had called me a genius, and I was saying, I am so smart.
I didn't feel like reading the book, you know, but I mean, she did it, and, you know, I was patronizing you, but don't worry about it. I love you.
I'd let it go to my head, and then I got knocked back down. I got slapped back down.
Yeah. Because you're just a dumb old desperate housewife.
Oh, God.
So listen, who got killed on your crazy show last night?
It was Stan, the husband of Marcia Cross, who looks like, you know, the redhead that looks like a cadaver.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, her husband bit the dust last night.
Oh, was it suspicious?
Oh, yes, the pharmacist has a crush on her, so the pharmacist switched up his medicine.
Knocked
off the husband, but everyone's going to think the wife did it.
So was it a cliffhanger?
Yeah, there was a cliffhanger because at the end, too, the teenage boy with problems was waiting to shoot the hunky plumber, and all you saw, the last thing you saw was the plumber go into his house, and then you know this boy with a gun is waiting for him to shoot him.
I tell you, Wisteria Lane is just pretty amazing.
The deadly place.
That's a good chick show.
It was very good. You know, they really did a good job last night because they wrapped up the big mystery from this season, and then they left everybody hanging with different situations.
Did both of you desperate heterosexuals watch that show?
Me?
Yeah.
I've seen it. I don't watch it.
What about you, Buzz?
Never miss an episode.
Homo. Gotcha.
Thank you. So that was for him, not me. Mm,
that's right. Yeah. Right on, my friend.
Yeah, I feel good about that.
Okay.
Because I like to look at Ava Longoria. That makes me gay.
Right. And Sex and the City was a guy's show, you know. Right. And you could get away with that by saying, well, I like looking at the boobs on that show. It's a chick
that,
show.
That initially, that's true. And initially with Desperate Housewives, I watched it because of the women, but then the storylines just got a little bit much.
You know what I call that, Mike?
What's that?
I call that the hetero in you coming out.
Yeah, thanks, Tom. Yeah, I got a story to tell you that makes me even more hetero, too.
Oh, we got a break, though.
And there's big doings tonight on 24. I'm looking forward to watching that with you.
2 hours season finale.
You bet your ass. Boy,
you know, I heard that that Audrey Baynes, you know, the
blonde?
That's love interest.
Right.
Oh, you mean the chick whose husband is dead now?
Yeah. She was on Sesame Street. She used to be on Sesame Street from, like...
That's like a Rob Spiewak thing.
Thank you. You know what you've done now, darling?
What?
You have stopped the show. Way to go, dummy. Way to go.
Sorry, I'm trying to get my self-respect.
No, don't worry about it. Don't worry. Mike and I will restart the show. Okay?
All right.
Okay.
You know what? I can't help it if I tell you something you don't know and it stops you.
Okay, hold on a second. Okay. Give me just a second here. Let's see. Car horn, cars, car crash,
it's
car
not
horn.
In there anymore.
We don't have a car start.
We used to.
Where's the car crash?
Car crash, I got.
Car crash? You got that? Okay. There it is. Either way, stubborn. That's for you, my sweet.
All right. Now you're officially done with calling me a damn dummy, then.
Okay.
It's like been a 24-hour window and it's over.
The joke stop here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, Crash. you can't call her damn dummy anymore, sir.
Right.
No. You got to fill in another blank.
Got your licks.
It's like I'm going to have trouble. Queen idiot.
I think she might consider all of those in the same general category.
Probably, lady moron.
Probably listening right now. Oh, Mr. Ode. Yeah.
Did you find anything, or am I going to break here? What are you doing? What are you doing? You're just going through that machine.
Yeah, this is a good one.
Oh, guys, what do you see was there? Seriously, what is your...
Hi, this is Don Smuggenlow. Big Prius.
Painting a picture.
I mean, we hardly get to use that one. The guy's going through the computer looking for the sound of a car starting.
Uh-huh. He's a little goofy when he wears his dead fish shirt.
And he gets to the thing of my mother-in-law's voice, and he goes, oh, yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. Non sequitur.
That's perfect.
Okay, hold on. Go back. What did you just have? Let me go back. Go back.
Yeah,
Celine Dion, little red Corvette. Keep going back. Caprice, keep going back.
Go backwards?
Yeah. Little red Corvette. Monster's car?
Yeah, that's from the movie Monsters, Inc.
Okay, what was the next one?
The Batman. Oh, that's a good
one. Go back to Monster. Let's see what that one is.
Okay, come on. And follow the sultry sound of my voice. No peeking.
Mike.
And open up. What do you think?
What was wrong with your old car?
Three little words, Sully. Six-wheel drive. Come on, get in.
It's from the infomercial.
That stinks.
Straight for the infomercial.
That stinks. What's that doing on our computer?
But I did the infomercial about cars.
Yeah, but that's our computer, though.
It's our computer.
Oh, no. I mean, it's our computer, but it's our computer.
Yeah, but it was 30 seconds.
What the hell was that?
It was some cut from the movie's Monster, Inc. that had something to do with cars. And you see, as he's pushing these buttons on the computer, all I'm seeing is the titles of the cuts come by.
Mm-hmm.
We have 8,000 things in here. I'm looking for a simple car starting.
That's right.
And he's got all of his own private sounds.
We have that.
Yes, from what I take this home to play with.
Hold on. What are all these?
Those are all Jim Nance tapes.
Unbelievable. You guys have been unbelievable. Jim Nance is on fire today.
We got a lot of crap in this machine.
I like what you just said. Do you mind if I maybe stole that and use that on the broadcast?
God.
How about after we get finished with the broadcast, you come with me to the CBS party?
The broadcast.
Unbelievable.
Oh, speaking of, do you know that guy Greg Garcia?
Yes.
Jim Nance was on that show yesteryear.
Right. Yeah, Greg, I mean the executive producer yesteryear.
Guy of Leva.
Yeah, great guy.
Are you familiar with Jason Lee, the actor that was in Dogma?
Right.
Yeah. He has a new sitcom on NBC, something that looks really groundbreaking about a loser guy who wins the lottery.
Okay.
Anyway, it's a concept made by that guy, Greg Garcia.
Huh.
He's the writer, he's the director, and it's very unlike his very predictable sitcom yesteryear.
Really?
It's got the buzz of all the TV critics.
Good for Greg. Man, has that kid taken off.
Did you find it? Yeah. All right, Rob finally found the car starting sound effect.
Rob.
There you go. That's the sound Rob's car makes when he starts it up.
Only the Caprice.
Hold on, everybody. Got to break right here. We'll be right this after back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Let me explain to you. When you see someone laughing and you don't know why that is, it's very simple. Because I'm in a shot. There has to be no other reason. Okay? So can you get your acting together now and laugh with us? Because it's a very funny scene.
The Don and Mike Show.
You don't have to be beautiful.
And you, Arnold.
They occasionally breathe the rarefied air of buzzdom. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
We're talking about Arnold and a book about him coming up here. Oh, but Feist. Another Star Wars Return of the Sith moment.
We haven't had the lawyers come down here yet.
No, we've not. It's an actual clip from the movie. Enjoy.
I know what's been troubling you. Listen to
Bill O'Reilly.
And continue to be a pawn of the Jedi Council.
Uh-huh. Oh, hold on.
There's more.
There's one more.
Ever since I've known you, you've been searching for a life greater than that of an ordinary Jedi. A life.
Oh, Bill O'Reilly?
Ever since I've known you, the actors they like to have in that movie.
This guy with the book, we got him on the show when?
I think January 10th. I mean,
we got our copy of the book today. Do you have the book? Yeah, can I show Mike the cover real fast?
This is an Arnold book?
It's fantastic. It's a great Arnold book.
Oh, good.
Well, Buzz, you can't help it. You can't help yourself, can you?
I can't.
Fantastic. The name of the book is fantastic.
Really?
Yeah. Hold on. Well, let's hear another Arnold tape. Give me a second here. Arnold?
Arnold.
Arnold is not. Oh, he's not cued. There he's cued. No, he's not.
Oh,
what the hell's wrong with this tape?
Ryan, you should do one shot. Just for the one thing of me diving in. And then as soon as I land up there, I grab it and the full face and hear the footsteps down like this and keeps going like this. Just so we have that shot.
This is a shot I'm doing to directing.
It's the book.
Fantastic.
Now, you're looking
at the great title.
You're looking at the cover. And Mike, would you describe